This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A, first name Ruben, R-U-B-E-N. The date of birth, January 27, 1970. The date of evaluation, September 18, 2025. The referring physician is Dr. Haney El-Rashidi. The chief complaint, 55-year-old male seen for preoperative evaluation of the right shoulder, the HPI. The patient reports an industrial injury to the right shoulder dating to 2022 period. He and a co-worker were working on a job when he suffered an injury period. He stated that he developed pain the following day, period. He was subsequently evaluated at employee health, period. He then underwent a course of physical therapy, period. He underwent surgery of the right shoulder on October 3rd, 2023, period. Postoperatively, he continued with pain, period. He stated that he was unable to lift any weight, period. Pain was typically 10/10, non-radiating, sharp, and a soreness, period. At times, pain would be shooting, period. He noted associated decreased range of motion, period. He then underwent MRI December 15, 2024. This revealed significant pathology, period. The patient was felt to require surgical intervention. He is seen preoperatively, period. He denies any exertional chest pain or shortness of breath, period. The past medical history, one, hypertension, next number, fatty liver, past surgical history, right shoulder surgery, next number, laceration to the forehead. Medications, amlodipine, 10 milligrams, one daily, Hyzaar, unknown dose, one daily, allergies, non-known drug allergies, family history, unremarkable, social history. He is a prior smoker who quit approximately 4 years ago. He notes occasional alcohol use but denies any drug use. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 132/86, pulse 64, respiratory rate 18, height 67 inches, weight 196.7 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. Musculoskeletal examination, right shoulder demonstrates tenderness on abduction, period. There is decreased range of motion on abduction, period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 61 beats per minute and otherwise unremarkable. X-ray / imaging. MRI arthrogram of the right shoulder was performed at North Bay Health on December 17, 2024. This revealed advanced rotator cuff tendinosis and postoperative change. There is massive rotator cuff injury with full thickness, full width tear involving the supraspinatus, infraspinatus, and subscapularis, period. There is significant tendon retraction, period. There is severe atrophy and fatty infiltration throughout the supraspinatus, infraspinatus and subscapularis. Deltoid musculature is intact. There is arthrosis of the acromioclavicular joint, period. There is subacromion and subdeltoid contrast deposition in the context of rotator cuff tear. It was felt that the patient had a non-traumatic complete tear of the right rotator cuff and impingement syndrome of the right shoulder. Overall impression, this is a 55-year-old male who suffered an industrial injury involving the right shoulder. He underwent surgical repair, but had ongoing symptoms, period. Patient initial mechanism of injury was described as lifting a heavy 9-foot door, period. He is known to have history of hypertension, period. Hypertension is reasonably controlled, period. He has normal EKG. He has no cardiovascular symptoms. He is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for the same sign. Dr. Rollington Ferguson.